This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, April 24th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Walton Arts Center presents singer, composer, and actor Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group May 6th at 7 p.m. This Texas-based musician fuses elements of country, swing, jazz, gospel, and blues in a convention-defying manner that breaks down barriers of music. Tickets and more information available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600.
KUAF is supported by Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. These daily newspapers offer local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. NWAOnline.com for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, golf is a sport, but it is also a vehicle for life lessons about honesty and perseverance. We'll visit the green as First Tee of Northwest Arkansas spends an afternoon teaching golf and values to area youth.
And a look at the U.S. Senate race here in Arkansas, and Becca Martin Brown stops by. But first, Senator John Bozeman is still in the hospital today, recovering from a successful heart surgery earlier this week. The senator was diagnosed with an acute aortic dissection, or a tear in the largest artery in the body. Patrick Kramer, Senator Bozeman's spokesperson, says after the emergency surgery, doctors are pleased with the senator's progress.
He has been alert, awake, interacting with them, conversing with them. I'm sure he's in a lot of pain after that sort of procedure. So there's, you know, periods where there's rest time, but the family was in there yesterday pretty much the entire day, which they weren't able to do the day before.
So far, doctors haven't given a time frame for recovery. And Kramer says while several scheduled appearances in Arkansas by Senator Bozeman had to be canceled, it is mostly business as usual in the senator's Washington office.
The staff continues to work to help Arkansans with any issues they have with federal agencies and respond to legislative inquiries, and they've taken meetings up here in Washington with Arkansans that are in town, and then, of course, in the state, they're continuing to make the rounds and meet out there. So it's somewhat business as usual. We'll have a hopefully have a better timeline before the Senate goes back on Monday as to, you know, when the senator could be back in Washington, but as of right now, we just don't know. So fortunately, there aren't any votes this week, or we just unfortunately had to cancel a number of events that he had booked.
Kramer says that Senator Bozeman's family is appreciative of all the prayers, kind words, and well wishes that have come in from around the state and around the country, wishing a speedy recovery for the senator.
A pair of cases of rabies recently confirmed in the wild in Siloam Springs. Sue Weinstein, the state public health veterinarian and head of the rabies program at the Arkansas Department of Health, says both confirmed cases involved rabies found in skunks.
Some of the warning signs with a rabid skunk are that they're out during the day, which is not normal. Skunks are nocturnal animals, so they're out at night. And they're out during the day. They're generally acting very differently. They will come into the yard. They'll come try and get into a dog's pen. They're acting bizarre. And so it's fairly recognizable that these aren't acting in a normal fashion.
Weinstein says bats are also a common carrier of rabies. However, human cases of rabies are rare in Arkansas, the last such case occurring more than a decade ago. However, she says there's one thing animal owners can do to help ensure that the virus doesn't cross over into the general population.
The one thing we want to remind the public is to keep their animals vaccinated against rabies. It's the single most important thing they can do to create a barrier between rabies that's in the wild and people. It's certainly required to be vaccinated for all dogs and cats to be vaccinated, but people should consider vaccinating their cows, their horses, their sheep, their goats.
So far this year, the health department has confirmed 71 cases of rabies.
Members of the Fayetteville Firefighters Association will be hitting the streets tomorrow and Saturday to raise money for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Jimmy Vineyard, president of the Fayetteville Firefighters Association, says that over the years, the fundraising event has been a success.
About 6 or 7 years ago, we changed to where we could do, we got a permit to be out on the streets there off Joyce and Mall Avenue for 2 days, a Friday and a Saturday, and then off of Shiloh and MLK on the south end for the same two-day period. We jumped from probably anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000 a year that we were raising to right around $30,000 a year. So it was a big jump, and that made a big improvement in how much money we could contribute to MDA.
Vineyard says collectively, Arkansas firefighters are aiming to raise around $250,000 this year for MDA through Fill the Boot fundraisers. And he says the amounts of money drivers drop into the boot when they stop varies widely.
We get everything from just small change from the cleaning out the ashtray to we've emptied the boots before and found $100 bills. You know, those are always pleasant surprises, but it's all walks. It's a person that rolls up in a beater car that's barely making it down the road that dumps money in, and it's people that come by in a Rolls Royce and drop money in. It's a very unique opportunity. I really appreciate the people in here in Fayetteville and how much they contribute, because our Build-A-Boot drive, and it's only 2 days, is the second largest contributor in the state.
The Fill the Boot campaign will take place between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. tomorrow and Saturday at the intersection of Mall Avenue and Joyce Boulevard, and at the intersection of Shiloh Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals added another tally to the win column yesterday. The Nats defeated the Springfield Cardinals 6-5. The four-game homestand concludes tonight at Arvest Ballpark. Happens to be KUAF night with the Naturals.
The 24th-ranked Razorback baseball team has now won three in a row, thanks in part to yesterday's win at Baum Stadium. Arkansas defeated Northwestern State 15-3. The win puts the Razorbacks at 27-16 on the season. The Razorbacks return to the field tomorrow to face Auburn in the second-to-last home series of the season.
Mostly clear tonight, lows around 42 in northwest Arkansas, 50 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny, highs from 76 to 80. And for Friday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Thank you.